5. Roland. Location: middle of the market square. Direction of view: to the statue of the Bremer Roland.
Nothing illustrates the pursuit of legal and municipal independence more than Bremen's traditional landmark, the Roland. It is one of the oldest statues in Germany, which can still be found on its market square today. In Europe, there were a total of 55 Roland statues, of which 20 survived. The Roland in Bremen is therefore not the only Roland statue in Germany, but the oldest, most representative, most famous, and standing at 5.55 metres tall, is the biggest of the German statues. And together with the town hall, it is on the list of UNESCO World Heritage Sites.
But who was Roland? According to the Roland legend, Roland was a margrave from Brittany and was thought to be the nephew or illegitimate son of Emperor Charles the Great. Roland the hero is said to have saved the army of Charles the Great in a battle against the Basques. The Roland legend originates from the old French song La Chanson de Roland from 1100.
In 1404, Bremen's town council had the Roland statue built out of limestone, in token of the Bremen patricians claiming lordship over the city. Roland was originally made of wood, but was burned down by mercenary soldiers of the archbishop in 1366.
Now, take a closer look at the Roland statue.
The youthful cavalier is dressed very much in the fashions of the year 1400, with a tight-fitting leather jerkin over a chainmail shirt, a heavy-linked belt, armour-clad knees, splintered legs, and long, wavy hair. He is carrying a shield with the double-headed imperial eagle. The shield bears the inscription translated into English:
"Freedom I proclaim to you, as given forsooth by Charles and many another prince to this city. Thank God for it. This much I advise you."
The drawn sword in Roland's hand is regarded as a symbol of justice, for the chief magistrate also sat at the judgment place holding a drawn sword. His long hair is the symbol of a free man, especially the knight, who was the ideal figure of that time.
Can you also see the little face between Roland's feet?
Legend has it that the Countess Emma von Lesem wanted to give the Bremen people a meadow so big that it would take a man a day to run around it. Herzog Benno, her companion and heir, chose a man without legs, who in the year 1032 used all of his strength to crawl around the Bürgerweide field, winning the land for the residents. From 1866, the northern part of the Bürgerweide was turned into a recreational park, which today serves the people of Bremen as a green oasis and is one of the most important landscape parks in Germany. The distance between Roland's knees is around 55 centimetres. This corresponds to the historic length measurement of the old Bremer Eller unit of measure. The distance between the knees is said to have been used to measure fabrics in the past. The Bremer Eller is still used to take measurements in science and technology today. This distance is even used internationally as an important special measurement known as LMR, Length Measurement Roland, in special applications in space travel, underwater location, or aircraft construction. The head of the Bremen landmark had to be exchanged in the year 1983. The reason for this was air pollution, which had done considerable damage to the statue. The original head can now be found in the Fokker Museum.
The Roland statue proudly smiles in the direction of the cathedral, the official seat of the archbishop, who had a secular claim to power over Bremen. With his defiant look, he was said to make the archbishop realize that the people of Bremen would not take any more orders from him, as according to the inscription on the shield, Emperor Charles had already promised them great freedom. This interpretation sounds plausible, but does not, however, necessarily correspond to the historic facts. Alternatively, one says that Roland is looking in the direction of Hamburger Straße to welcome the merchants coming from the Hanseatic city of Hamburg with Reich freedom and market rights.
Legend has it that Bremen will never founder as long as Roland is still standing. In order to prevent Roland from being damaged, the people of Bremen have fenced him in. The wall built around him during the Second World War even survived the bombs. Rumour has it that the Bremen people also have a replacement Roland in the councillor's cellar of the town hall for emergencies. Only the mayor is said to know where the emergency Roland is kept. Since the very beginning, Roland has been regarded as a landmark and patron saint of the city. Every year, on the 5th of November, Roland's birthday is treated like that of a family member. The people of Bremen honour him with flowers.
If you turn around, you will be looking directly at an eye-catching modern building, the Bremen House of State Parliament. Look for a suitable place next to the so-called Bremer Loch, a sort of manhole cover in the paving stones of the market square. It can be found on the left next to the House of State Parliament. By the way, if you drop a coin into the slot, you will hear the sounds of the Bremen town musicians. The money is donated to the Wilhelm Kaisen Bürgerhilfe Aid Organization.